T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My dream gig, Dan Cook. Working.
Cruise ship captain.
Let me think about that.
All right.
That could work.
Okay.
No, my dream gig is working with you and Jordana.
Okay, that's a lie.
On the radio in the afternoon.
Yeah.
No, it's true. You know what's number two?
Which is actually number one? No, what's that? What is it?
Test driving cars for a living.
There you go.
And I'm doing that now with Motorworks BMW. Every week or two, I pick up a new vehicle, get to drive it, get to give my impressions, take videos. I mean, I'm a little kid at a candy store. At one point, I was bored a few years back, and I did an Excel spreadsheet, and I listed all the cars and trucks I've had. And there have been 36 since I was 16, and I loved each and every one of them. No regrets. I'm a car guy. And if you're a car guy or a car gal, you will want to check out the auto show, which is going through next weekend. And there's extra incentive to maybe go tomorrow evening as the Twin Cities Auto Show salutes our veterans, our military. Military Appreciation Ceremony is set for tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Tomorrow, active military and veterans receive free admission with valid military credentials, all that courtesy of Toyota. Their family and friends receive $2 off at the gate. So a very good deal. With us to talk more about the auto show is Scott Lambert. Scott, welcome.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for having me on. It sounds like your goal is to become a crash test dummy, if I heard that right.
Well, that wasn't exactly where I hoped this would go. I've been accused of worse, but...
I'm just kidding.
I love cars, and by the way, I should point out, you are the president of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association, and I realize that at some point our great-great-grandchildren may be whisked around in autonomous self-driving vehicles, but I find that concept a bit depressing. I mean, nobody likes to slog through rush hour. Nobody likes a white-knuckle commute, but I still love to drive, and I think a lot of people love to drive, and there are some compelling reasons to stop down at the Minneapolis Convention Center and check out the technology in these vehicles now is unbelievable.
Yeah, and people still want to own their cars. You know, they may go autonomous, but I don't think the ride-sharing concept is ever really going to take off. People like having a vehicle that is theirs and reflects their personality and how they want to live.
Absolutely. Now, this year, one lucky attendee is going to win a 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Really?
Yeah, it's a two-year lease on an A-Class. And the A-Class is the next generation of it literally is what's coming around the corner for the rest of the market, for the rest of the industry. It's like driving. My best example is it's like driving your cell phone. you speak to it. It could do things for you with voice commands. You can say, take me to Target, and it'll map it out for you. I mean, stuff like that.
Wow.
It is a remarkable car, and it's a lot of car. You'd think something like that would be priced out of the market. It's only like starting price at like $40,000-$45,000. It's a lot of car for that kind of money.
Huh. 600 vehicles from 35 domestic and imported brands side by side without having to drive all over town. This is what reportedly the largest auto show in years, $21 million in new vehicles and exhibits. What are some of the trends that are truly trends and not fads? You know, a lot of things seem to be the next big thing and then they quickly fizzle. But what's real in terms of trends right now? I'm just curious, Scott.
Yeah, there's three things that we just keep seeing year after year. Number one, Minnesotans love to buy trucks. They buy trucks 4-to-1 versus sedans.
Is it really 4-to-1?
Yeah, it's amazing. 80% of the market is the truck market. And that far outpaces the national average by a lot. And so that just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. So Minnesotans love their trucks, and the show reflects that. There's a lot of trucks on the show floor. You'll see a few 2020s, the new 2020 Explorer, the new 2020 Sierra, that sort of thing are on the show floor. The luxury market continues to grow in Minnesota, and that's been a trend for the past decade. The show reflects that. We've got a big area on the main floor of luxury vehicles, but our luxury ballroom is really unique this year. It's the best that the market can show off. We've got the most expensive vehicle in the show in there.
What is that?
Do you want to guess how much the Bentley would cost?
Let's see. Is it the SUV or is it no?
Nope. It's the four-door sedan.
It would have to be about $250.
Nope. You're just over halfway there. It's $403,000.
Good grief! Can I live in this thing? does it have a toilet and a big screen TV and Wi-Fi?
Well, if you want to spend the money, you can do whatever you want.
I guess you can. I'd want to live in that thing. I'd have to live in that thing.
Also got some really cool GTs in there.
You got four GTs, right? That's never happened before at one auto show.
And it's the only place on the planet that you're going to see all three of these together. Nobody else has a collection like this. We found these from a collector in North Dakota, who was kind enough to share them with us and with our attendees here, our customers. So they're unique, and the story behind them is fascinating. It all goes back to Henry Ford II being mad at Ferrari because Ferrari wouldn't sell him his factory to him. So he decided to go compete at the Le Mans 24-hour endurance race in France. And they built the car in secret and showed up at Le Mans and dominated the circuit for 4 years.
I did not know that. Vehicle. That's a great story.
So it's a great story. So you got to come see these cars. They just jump off the stages. They're just fabulous.
Hey, Scott, a lot of people, and it's not just young people, interested in electrical options. I know you have an electric room sponsored by Great River Energy. You can show up and you get free VIP parking, charging, and entrance to the Twin Cities Auto Show for electric vehicle drivers. First come, first serve, but that's pretty cool. What are some of the trends with electric? I know the ranges are getting better and better, it seems, with every passing year with these batteries.
Yeah, and that was going to be my third trend. I was going to mention that.
Oh,
that's
good.
The third
okay.
thing that just keeps growing is our electric footprint. There's more and more interest in electric vehicles, so you can actually test drive electric vehicles at the show.
Oh, really?
We've got the Mitsubishi PHEV and the Nissan Leaf. And Xcel Energy is helping sponsor all of that. And then Great River Energy is helping out with the electric room itself, and where you can see a variety of vehicles. But there's more and more offerings coming out for these cars. It used to be just kind of the Prius and the Leaf and the Volt. And now there's probably two dozen electric vehicles on the market and dozens more coming.
Yeah, it seems like Detroit is serious about adding electric capability, starting as hybrids, but even moving to full electric for some of these models down the road.
Right, and so Audi and some of the sports cars are really nice. The Jaguar, the Audi, these are nice cars. These are beautiful cars. The Mitsubishi is a SUV vehicle. So they're becoming a little What am I trying to say? The bandwidth is expanding for these vehicles in terms of what they offer to consumers. They're not just starter cars or small four doors or two doors. They're bigger, meatier cars.
So, what do listeners need to know? Does this go through next Sunday through St. Patty's Day?
Correct. Right through St. Patty's Day. The best thing to do if you want to know what time, because our times do vary. We're not open all day during the week. Wednesday is half price Wednesday. Otherwise, we open up at 4 o'clock today and tomorrow and Thursday, 10 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the best thing to do would be go to our website at TwinCitiesAutoShow.com and kind of plan your day. You know, this is a big show. There's a lot going on here. and you want to make sure you understand all the features that you want to see and the shopping you want to do. We've got a monster truck that's been a real crowd pleaser here, so plan it out a little bit.
And I want to make sure I wasn't hallucinating, which I am wont to do after 4 o'clock. You did say you can take test drives with some of these?
Yeah, you can test drive some of the electric vehicles right here at the show. You can do a ride and drive. You can head to the back of the hall, and we're doing it outside the back of the convention center. But you can drive around the streets of Minneapolis, and Toyota and Mazda will have test drives going on this weekend as well. Toyota's all week, and Mazda's coming in this weekend as well.
Well, that's cool.
A lot going on.
Excellent. Well, Scott Lambert, president of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association, we'll see you at the Twin Cities Auto Show. Pumped up to get over there at the convention center. Thank you.
Hope to see you here, Paul. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.